Here at NPR, there's a small space up on the fifth floor between a desk and shelves crammed with CDs and books about music. It's basically a stage for musicians who come to perform what we call tiny desk concerts. This week, a legendary 1960s rock band visited our tiny stage.
Our tiny desk concert with the Zombies is about to begin, so please head on over to the skinny end of the fifth floor. Thank you.
Well, we're gonna we've got a new album out, actually, and we're going to do a song from the album called Any Other Way.
Still remember seeing you standing there, alone in a crowded room. Suddenly your presence filled the air. There's nothing that I could do. Always knew you were the only one. I never told you so. Thought you'd understand what I had done.
The Zombies, Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone came together in 1961 to form The Zombies, and may be best known for hits like Time of the Season, or maybe it would be this one, She's Not There.
No one told me about her, the way she lied. No one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I?
Their 1968 album, Odyssey and Oracle, was very well reviewed. And now, more than 40 years later, they have a new album titled Breathe Out, Breathe In. They join us in the studio now. Colin, Rod, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great to be here. Now, Rod, you're looking out at the audience in this, the Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am way the oldest person there. No kidding. You're looking at a whole new generation.
Do you know you are? And the great thing is, Odyssey and Oracle came out and wasn't really a hit. And then about 12 years later, the guy from The Jam, Paul Weller, started to talk about the album and said it was his favourite album of all time. And he said that again this year. And the record sells more every year now than it did when it first came out. We almost always have young bands come to see us. It's such a privilege to be at our stage in our careers and to be able to get that energy back.
Now, all of these years since those hits in the 60s, what has kept the two of you coming back to each other to make music? There have been little intermissions in there, but you've come back. Is there something that the two of you do together that is just not as good as what you do apart, do you think?
I'm not really sure. I mean, if we were to go right back to The Zombies from 1961, we were all quite modest musicians individually, but when we played together, something happened.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what?
And I think it is something to do with the fact that the earliest music in rock and roll that we made was together. Then you grow up learning your trade at that very important time, you know, when you're 15, 16, 17 years old. And you're learning so quickly then and fashioning things around each other. I think it's something to do with that.
But you sing as if you were brothers. You know, your voices are similar. You sing very
well,
close.
They do match, don't they?
Yes, they do. I think that.
I don't think they are terribly similar, actually, if you get them apart, are they?
No, they just seem to work together when we sing together.
When we sing together.
Yeah. And, you know, and Rod always says that when he's writing, he's got my voice in his head when he's writing.
Tell you why I really want to know.
Well, the other thing that you brought to this, Rod, obviously, in your keyboard playing, is that you bring a sort of a jazz sensibility to it. You play a sort of honky-tonkish piano if you want to. I mean, there's a lot of different strands that go into this music. I must say, I like that part, the sort of layering.
Well, I think the thing is that we never thought we were doing anything. I mean, when I was writing She's Not There, I just thought I was writing a song by the Beatles, if you like.
But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
In retrospect, when I listen to our stuff, it actually doesn't sound like anybody else. It sounds very distinctive, even though we thought, very much like when John Lennon wrote, I think it was I'm a Loser, he thought he was being Bob Dylan. It was nothing like Bob Dylan, but, you know, your own influences come through, or your own personality comes through and changes what you're imagining into something of your own.
Your album, Odyssey and Oracle, Rolling Stone magazine put that at number 80 on their list of 500 greatest albums.
I know. As I said, that's the extraordinary thing. It took a long time to start
and to build,
generating and building.
But one of the things that's interesting about that was that right after it came out, you decided to stop playing together.
Well, strangely enough, we actually decided to stop playing before it came out, which I've always thought is not the shrewdest
decision.
Yeah, it's not the shrewdest of business decisions. We deserted this poor album, Odyssey and Oracle. I remember us all leaving one room after a conversation where we said the band has to end, and I had a very lonely drive home to where I live with my parents, and I thought, I'm 22. Have I retired? Is this it? Am I now going to be a gentleman of leisure? I had no plans whatsoever. Eventually, I did get back into the recording industry, but
pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, within a year or so. It's quite difficult explaining it to when we do interviews in the States that in my solo career, I've had many, many hit songs, but unfortunately, they were never hits in America. So you just have to take my word for it.
Okay, well, we will try one last one, which is a big solo hit that Colin had, actually, in Europe, and it's called I Don't Believe in Miracles. That's what we're going to do.
The Zombies, Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone, joined us after they played a Tiny Desk concert, which you can see at nprmusic.org.
I'll walk along the road and past your door. Then I remember things you said.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
So much more if you want to come back home.